Chapter 38, Emmaus. Now we want to tell you of another beautiful account of the Lord Jesus. He had died upon the tree, and they had taken down his body from the cross and laid it in a new grave. His enemies thought they had now got rid of him, but how mistaken they were. He was God as well as man. They could not take away his life, but he lay it down of himself. And now the grave could not hold him, and after 3 days he was raised again from the dead. The women who came to the grave early in the morning found his body was not there, and as they wondered, an angel told them that he was alive. Then, as they went to tell his disciples, Jesus appeared to them, and they worshipped him. While this was happening, there were two of those who knew and loved Jesus who went together into the country from Jerusalem. They were walking over to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7.5 miles from Jerusalem. The name of one of them was Cleopas, and we are told that his wife was a sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and stood by the cross with her. As these two walked along together, they talked of all that had happened, and how sad and perplexed they were to think that Jesus had been put to death. All their hopes seemed to be lost. As they were walking and very sad, Jesus himself came and walked with them, although they did not know it was Jesus. He asked them what they were so sad and troubled about. So they supposed that he must be a stranger and did not know all the things that had come to pass in Jerusalem. Jesus said to them, "What things?" Then they began to tell him how that Jesus was a mighty prophet before God and all the people, but the chief priests and rulers had condemned him to death and crucified him. They said that they had thought he would have redeemed Israel, but now all their hopes were gone, for he was dead and buried. And yet, they said, the women who went to his grave had come back and said he was alive. How puzzled they were about it all. But the Lord Jesus, who is full of compassion, began to explain it all to them and to comfort their hearts. He told them that Jesus Christ ought to have suffered these things and then to enter into his glory, because the Bible had said it should be so. Then he showed them from the writings of Moses and of the prophets in the Old Testament that they had said these things should come to pass. How wonderful it all was to them that this stranger should come and walk with them and tell them all these things. By this time they had come to Emmaus, and Jesus made as though he would have gone further. But they were so taken with his company and the things he had told them that they asked him not to leave them, but to come in and stay with them, for it was now evening time. So he went in with them, and as he sat down with them to eat, Jesus took bread and blessed it and gave to them. This was just what he did at the Last Supper. And now, as he did it again, their eyes were opened, and they knew it was Jesus. But as they began to see who he was, he disappeared out of their sight. Then they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the Scriptures?" The words which Jesus had spoken to them had comforted and warmed their hearts, that they could only wonder at him. And now it was all explained, for it was Jesus himself that had appeared to them and told them all these things about himself. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same now, although he is in heaven, where he has gone to sit at the right hand of God. He still feels for his people and still looks with compassion on all those who truly desire to know and find him. He will come to those who are made to know and feel their sins, and to mourn after him and seek him to be their Savior. He will come and speak comfortably to them and explain all things to them, especially the things concerning himself. If he should thus draw near to us, it will be our mercy and wisdom if we are not content to let him go, but are unable to ask him to abide with us. So these two good men returned to Jerusalem and told the 11 disciples how Jesus had met with them on the way and broken bread with them. Perhaps you will know where this beautiful account is given. It is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, and you will find that Cleopas is mentioned again in the Gospel of John, chapter 19. See if you can find the verse.